This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser believes an effort by President Trump and the Justice Department to free former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters from prison will fail.
There's no way in which state charges can somehow be countermanded by even the federal Justice Department. We have our own system. We enforce our criminal laws, and the federal government can't hijack that system.
Peters was found guilty last August by a jury of Mesa County residents of 7 counts, including 4 felonies. She helped facilitate unauthorized access to county voting equipment that she was supposed to safeguard. She's serving 9 years in prison. Health advocates warn a congressional budget bill could cause hundreds of thousands of Coloradans to lose Medicaid coverage. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
Adam Fox is deputy director of the Colorado Consumer Health Initiative. He's in D.C. visiting Colorado congressional offices. A coalition is aiming to head off cuts. One provision would increase work requirements to receive benefits, Fox says.
Things like work requirements add administrative burden for every Medicaid enrollee. Even if they are given an exemption, they have to prove that exemption.
Republicans say they're looking to make the program more efficient. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A Colorado raft maker has noticed recent challenges exporting products. Thor Tingey is CEO of Alpaca Rafts, which manufactures inflatable pack rafts in Mancos. Tingey says they're still selling internationally despite ongoing trade wars, but new policies are creating an administrative headache.
The bigger factor that we're seeing is on the custom side of things. We are already seeing shipments requiring a ton more documentation.
This is CPR News and KRCC.